What happens after the turning point? The key to unleashing the power of a turning point is to embrace the possibilities that it brings after we recognize it exists. If we can envision a rectangular-shaped box with a vertical line dividing it in half, we get an idea of what I mean. The area to the left of the line is the old paradigm, and to the right is the new paradigm. Connecting the old and the new is a horizontal arrow representing the flow of events and life experiences. It begins on the left and ends with the point of the arrow on the right. The line that divides the old paradigm from the new paradigm and crosses the arrow is the turning point. Because this turning point represents a break in an existing flow of events, it's what happens after the break that paves the way to a new outcome. At a turning point, three choices become available. We can imagine the possibilities of the three choices as a three-pronged arrow originating at the turning point, with each prong leading to a different path. Each path creates a different scenario that leads to a very different outcome. These scenarios can be thought of as follows. Path number one, we recognize the turning point and we embrace it. In this scenario, new information becomes the reason to think and act differently. It gives our minds the facts that we sometimes need to justify making big changes in our lives. It's our willingness to embrace what the facts show us that can trigger a new way of thinking. In the previous example of Bill and his choice to create health in his life, for instance, it was an emotional crisis that led to his turning point. He felt hopeless, lost, and depressed. "I began to hate myself," he said. In the depths of the crisis, the turning point appeared. He described his signal of hope as the realization of another possibility. Once again, in his own words, Bill explained, "I started realizing that I had a lot more I could look forward to." His realization was the turning point, rather than denying his feelings of hopelessness or surrendering and following them to a destructive conclusion, he embraced his realization that more was possible. Bill's choice is how he selected path number one at his turning point. Path number two, the turning point is rejected. Those who reject information revealed by new discoveries find themselves on path number two. Because they reject what the discoveries reveal, they believe it's possible to continue thinking and living the way that they have in the past and go about their business as usual. The problem with this thinking is that the conditions have changed, either in the world or in their bodies. And because of the change, it's impossible to continue as in the past. Their choice places them at odds with the reality of the world. In Bill's case, for example, the failure to lose weight would have led to additional health issues and, ultimately, could have cost him his life. Path number three, the power of the turning point is ignored. This path is perhaps the most difficult to witness, especially in the lives of our family members and loved ones. The reason is because those who choose this path often do so believing they're doing the best thing for themselves, even when new information tells them their belief is not supported. A perfect example of this scenario is illustrated in the conflicting information regarding the role of fats in our diet, a view that is now 180 degrees reversed from the views just a few years past. There was a time not so long ago when all dietary fat was demonized as being the cause of a host of health problems, including obesity and diabetes. In this extreme thinking, some people eliminated every fat you could imagine from their diets, including the good fats, such as coconut, avocado, butter, and even extra virgin olive oil. In their firm belief that their choice would lead to better health and greater longevity, they followed their new dietary regimen with a rigidity that would rival that of a military boot camp. I know because I was close to people in my family and workplace who followed just such a diet, and they did their best to convince everyone else to do the same as well. Problems began to appear when follow-up studies showed that the absence of fat in our diet actually contributes to the health problems such as cancer, depression, and a weakened immune system. Better methods of testing proved that the recommendations of the past actually denied the body the essential nutrients that are now called the good fats. Examples of such good fats are those that contain the omega-3 fatty acids that have been linked to reducing inflammation and lowering the risk of other conditions like heart disease and cancer. For people experiencing this path, it's fair to say that there's a conflict between what they believe to be true in the past and what the new information now tells them. Sometimes the disconnect between reality and belief is so great that people simply can't find a way to incorporate discoveries into their existing way of thinking. My experience of people dealing with such a conflict is that it's not so much that they reject the new information as it is that they simply ignore it. In their family customs or the beliefs embraced by their spiritual or religious community, there simply is no room for what the discoveries reveal. This place between the acceptance of the new discoveries and the outright rejection of them in face of the new facts is sometimes called the zone of dissonance. The term cognitive dissonance, coined in 1956 by psychologist Leon Festinger, is defined as, quote, the discomfort experienced when simultaneously holding two or more conflicting ideas, beliefs, values, or emotional reactions, end of quote. In our imaginary graphic of turning point choices, we saw this zone of dissonance as the place between the embracing and the rejection of the turning point. Once people find themselves in the zone of dissonance, they are held there only by the power of their own beliefs. There is nothing that stops them from moving into either of the polarities of acceptance or rejection at any time. While creating a turning point may make sense when we envision it depicted as a graph, the question is, how do we make one occur in the real world? Once again, an example is probably the best way to answer this question, so let's begin with the story of a man who created the turning point first by discovering what was most important to him in his life. In doing so, he discovered a personal turning point and the new life that was waiting for him beyond that point.